Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're studying 1 Corinthians and we're in chapter 5 where we are going to see Paul tell us that instead of possessing a heart of arrogance, we need to pursue a heart of grief. Listen to what he says in verses 1 and 2. It's actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that's not tolerated even among the pagans, for a man has his father's wife, and you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? The pride and spiritual superiority that the Corinthians thought they possessed was demonstrated through their pride in tolerating this particular brother. We can see this same type of arrogance and pride in our own culture when we celebrate sin instead of mourn over it. But what about in our churches? Do we tolerate the intolerable out of an air of pride and spiritual elitism or out of Christian love? You know what I've heard before about situations that involve sexual immorality? I've heard people within the church say, well, that's just man's nature. That's just how men are. That's just how women are. Or they'll say things like, it's just a midlife crisis. And to all of that, I say, it may be human nature, but it's not Christ's nature. It's the opposite of the new nature that's been placed in the life of the believer. And yet, we can so easily excuse it. Paul says that instead of arrogance, there should be grief. Instead of pride, there should be mourning, to be terribly grieved over that particular situation. You know, life doesn't go on as normal when you are grieving. It stops. You weep, you hurt, you cry out to God. It's as if a death has occurred and you're trying to understand the loss and make sense of it all. And life should not go on as normal when it is public fare that a brother or sister is in that type of willful, blatantly sinful behavior. We as churches should be mourning. So the call for us today is whenever we see blatant sin like that is, do we mourn? As you pray today and as you think about this today, include in your prayers Michael Barton and his family, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Woe Corrine Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burma.